Mishnah Rebbe Lezer Oimer Vlad Shlomim Lo Yikrav Shlomim. A Vlad of a Shlomim he shouldn't bring for a carbon. He doesn't clearly specify what happens with it. He just says you don't bring it. So Rashi goes to the extent of saying it goes Lamisa. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says Lo Yikrav Shlomim Elo Koinsoi Lekipo Umeis. So Rashi learns that there's a din misa. The Rabbeinu Gershon disagrees with Rashi. Rabbeinu Gershon says that actually there's not mamash a din of misa. He says it's yirachi yistoev. We let it pasture. So clearly there's some kind of machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershon, which we'll try to get to some clarity on. But they definitely both go with the same approach, which is that the reason why we do it is because there's some kind of a gezerah. And Rashi, this we'll see in the Gemara, that it's a gezerah that you may come to do something with the carbon that you're not allowed to do. If you look at Rashi, okay, we'll continue first and we'll get there. The Chachomim say you could bring the Vlad Shlomim for a carbon. The grandchild of the Shlomim, Avadat, is not Achloikas. It doesn't say what the Halacha would be. The Gemara will discuss that. Now the Shaloyi Korv is a Shail and Girsit based on the Gemara. Alma Nechluku al Avlad. The machloikis is on the Vlad. Rabbi Lezer says, Lo yikorev achachomim amim yikorev. Heid Rabbi Yeshua of Papayas. Rabbi Yeshua of Papayas said testimony on a Vlad shlomim sheyikrav shlomim. You do bring it for a shlomim. Omer of Papayas. Ani meid shehoyselonu porah shel zivchei shlomim. We had a cow which was a shlomim. Vachlonuhu bepesach. And we ate the shlomim on Pesach. V'achalnu v'lodo shlomim b'chag. And then we had the Vlad on Sukkos. Obviously the question is how they were allowed to wait till Sukkos. There's a chiyuv aseh, the first Yom Tov, to bring the animal for a korban. There's an aseh of a vesim shama. Every korban has an aseh that you have to bring it the first regal that you can. And there's a lav of baltacha. Baal Ta'acha kicks in after three regola, the way we pass it. But there's an Isra say right away that you have to bring it for a carbon. What? What's the problem? So far we didn't talk. Oh, you mean Rabbi Lezer's Isra? So there's a gzera. You're going to let it sit around. The Gemara said, let's go to Gemara first. But again, just leaving the question, which we'll get to in the Gemara, how they were allowed to wait till Shavuos, till Sukkos, to bring the carbon when L'chore they had a chiyuv to bring it on Shavuos. Another issue is, why isn't that in itself a problem? In other words, all the Rishonim are dealing with, you may come to let this animal stay, and you're going to have children and grandchildren, and then you're going to do something with it that you're not allowed to do. Why don't we just say very pasha? You're going to be ever baal tacha. No, we seem to be beating around the bush. There's an inherent problem leaving a carbon beyond one yom tif. You have a chiyuv aseh to bring it the first yom tif, and then you have a lav after three regalim if you don't bring it. So any possibility of a person delaying the hakrova has an intrinsic problem. There's a problem already. Before we get to any other issues, that itself is a problem. So why are the Rishonim dancing around the problem here, saying, well, it's a gzera, you may come to Me'ila, or maybe if you're going to let it stay for generations and generations, maybe there'll be Me'ila. What do you mean? If you're letting it stay, pet one yumpt if you have an Isser. For some reason, that's not even discussed here. So we'll see why. The Rambam takados. But most of the Rishonim don't discuss that. Omer Avami, Omer Abyechanan. My time with the Rebbe Lezer. What? No, because the part of that testimony was Rav Papias. No. Rav Yeshua and Rav Papias said testimony that a Vlad Shlomim was brought as a Shlomim. Then Rav Papias sharpened the testimony, and that we'll see if he was coming to add anything beyond the regular din that a Vlad Shlomim is brought for a Shlomim. Omar Avami, Omar Abyechen. My time with the Rebbe Lezer. What's Rebbe Lezer's reasoning for answering us from bringing the Korban Shlomim? Omar Kroim Zevach Shlomim Korbonoi. It says Ve'im, and we learn out of the words Ve'im Velo Velod. The Gemara Zahava mean here that it's Deraisa. That there's Deraisa Dikadin, not to bring the Vlad for a Shlomim. Omli Rav Chiya Bar Abba Le Rav Ami. Elo Me'atoh, if you're right that the word Im is exclusionary and it's Mamayat the Vlad, Im Al Toyda Korbona Yakrivenu Ochanami De Im Veloy Vlad. You're going to tell me over there that the Im excludes the mother? The Chitema Ochanami Vasanya, we learned Vlado Utmurasa Vechilufel Minaya. How do we know you bring the Vlad Tmura, the Vlad Toyda, the Tmuras Toyda, the Khalife Toyda, Tamaloyma, Im Al Toyda? So you see that Im doesn't exclude the Vlad. Elo Omer Avchir Bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu Tamo de Rebbe Lezer, Gezeira Shem Yigdal Mehem Ador Mador. So the Gemara doesn't say exactly what the Gezeira is, and so what's the problem? The Gemara says the Gezeira is that if you could bring the children of Shlomim, so you'll start a whole family of Shlomim, and so what's the problem? So here's where the Rishonim branch off to try to explain what the problem is. So very nice. You'll have a family of kachim. What's wrong with that? Miyuchas tikka behemoth. No problem. So Rashi says clearly, Gezeira, Iyamrit Vlad Shlomim Yesh Lo Takona, Osu L'shehuye Le'em. You're going to keep the mother around, Ad Shetelet, V'yigdal Adorim Min Havlodes. And you'll bring up Avlodim, children. Va'osu b'hulidei gizo v'avoida. And you're going to come to gizo v'avoida. You're going to come to be moil. You're going to come to be moil behektish. Aye, so why by a carbon toida? Don't we have such a gzera? U'betoida on a time, it's like goz, mishum toida l'shchichi kishlam. Toida is not common. So therefore, since it's not common, the poshup shot in Rashi is, since it's not common, so nobody is going to think in their mind, I want to bring up a family of Toydas. Toydas is an exceptional case. A person, Abo Chayovim Lohoydas. Something exceptional. It's not something you're going to try to bring up, you know, herds of Karbonos Toydas. So the obvious problem here is why did Rashi say, push it? You're going to be over Bal Ta'achar. You don't have to look for any other things. Just very simple. And that's not a gzera. Here, really, it's like almost like a double gzera. It's a gzera, maybe you let it sit around. And if you let it sit around, maybe you'll be over gizu v'avoid. It's like a sfek sfeke. Right. No. Shecht of Lad. What's the problem? We're afraid if we let you to Shecht of Lad, maybe you'll purposely leave the mother. Okay? So what? So Rashi says, and then, if you purposely leave the mother, and you're going to grow many vloders, maybe you'll come to Demila. So I'm saying very poshut. You don't have to come on to and. If you'll delay the mother, you're over an aver for Baal Ta'achar. Even if you never moil. Let's say you're a Kaddish V'tohar. And you watch the animal with protect it, and you don't do anything with it. You're over Baal Ta'achar. It's a deraisa. It's a gzeira sakosuf. Absolutely not. Has nothing to do with Mila. This is a gzeira derabbanan. The obvious problem is, it's impossible. It's impossible to make this gzeira without first being over Baal Ta'achar. So Taka, if you look in the Rambam, that's why I asked the Olam to look up the Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam says as follows. He taka says that. Masha omar vlodon, ratzaloy mar vlode shlomim. V'lodei t'mur ishlamet. V'sibas machloikis Rebelezer oimer, shemonu matirim, we call a Vlad Shlomim. If we're going to allow a Vlad Shlomim, hareze miniach beim Shlomim kishietzloi, ve'ene shechte, ve'telet, and it's going to give birth. V'ha'avois loy Shlomim. It's going to give birth many Shlomim, and then, the Rambam didn't come on to any end then. V'oivra almash omar achmono loy ta'achar. Yoivra bal ta'achar. I mean, it's such olive bays. Now again, there's two things. There's an asay and a lav. So the asay even comes sooner. The asay comes the first Yom Tov. Okay? But that's lesser of a shayla. Because the Rishonim say that very often Chazal don't make a gzera on an asay. There are extreme cases, Krishma. There are cases where we do. In fact, Rabbi Yaakov Emden asked that kasha. Because Tosfos and Menachah seems to say that the Chachamim don't make a gezeira on an assay. There are exceptions, but one of them is Krishma. Chazal say you have to read Krishma by Chatzois, because you may come to oversleep and not read it all. Yeah? It's a gezeira on an assay. So there, I had a poshut approach to answer that question, because there's another question. When the Chachamim make a gezeira, so the gezeira is never stronger. The punishment of being over the gzera is never stronger than what the gzera was established for. Right? So the question is, the Gemara there in Brachas says, Kol o'ivra al divrei chachomim, chayiv misa. The Gemara there in Brachas says that if you delay saying Krishma, you chayiv misa. So the obvious question is, Krishma is not misa. So how could the gzera of not saying Krishma be more than Krishma itself? So really, it's one terrorist stance all the kashas. Krishma is not an isolated mitzvah. Krishma, the Gemara says, is kabolas oil mitzvahs. So in a sense, Krishma is kol ha'tara kula. Krishma is the acceptance of kol ha'tara kula. And therefore, when Chazal were concerned, you wouldn't read Krishma, they weren't concerned about only the assay of Shema. They were concerned that the kabbalah of all mitzvahs. So therefore, a gezeira on Shema is a gezeira on all mitzvahs. And that's why it's even on an assay. And that's why you could say chayiv misa. But so that doesn't bother us so much. Why do we show him here don't say that there's a gezeira you'll be over the assay of Eveshim Shama? Because maybe that thing wouldn't be a gezeira. But for Baal Ta'achar, it definitely would be a gezeira. For the love of Baal Ta'achar, definitely be a gezeira. So that's the Rambam, what the Rambam says over here. And if you look at the Tosfos Yom Tov, in our Mishnah, he asks the same question. He says he doesn't understand. He says, V'yigadel, v'osi lidei gizav avoida, that's the Rav Mibar Tanura, v'chein pirish Rashi, v'chein kos avoida Rav, v'perikvov, v'mishnevov perik zayin in idyas, v'kashi, he says. He says the Tosfos Yom Tov. The tapik lay, the Hamishai v'oyver ba'asei inami b'bal ta'achar. Yoyver b'bal ta'achar. Says, I don't know why did we show him had to give different reasons. It's very simple. Yoyver b'bal ta'achar. V'horamba meforesham v'kan v'oyver ha'mashom rachmonu le'tachar l'shalma. It's such olive base, it's very difficult to understand what the other Rishonim are saying. The other Rishonim seem to be beating around the bush. When it's very clear you're being over alive just by keeping it around. That's the Tosfos Yom Tov's kasha. And there has to be a very obvious reason why the other Rishonim are like kriching for zaitika reasons. Rabbeinu Gershon says even a bigger chiddush. Rashi says, Gzeira Shem Magizav Avoida. Rabbeinu Gershon says we're afraid that you'll come to eat it. Like a chashash, like a far chashash. Why don't you just say very simple, you have a Baal Ta'achar. This is so, it's such olive base. Sorry, what was the question? No, not if you're going to be over Baal Ta'achar, absolutely not. Absolutely. It's not like, first of all, even by Misa, you know, there's a Mishnah in Erechin, that if a woman is high of Misa, and she's pregnant, she gets Misa with the Vlad. unless she's already in delivery. If she's in delivery, the Vlad is considered, and the Vlad already went into the canal, then it's considered born, and we wait for it to be born. But so long that the child is not born, if the mother is Chayiv Misa, the Vlad is Chayiv Misa. Halacha doesn't recognize the Vlad as a separate entity. Halacha recognizes that the Vlad is part of the mother. It's not yet considered an Nefesh. In fact, Tosfos in Shaila, how you allow a Machal Shabbos to save a Vlad? Tosfos says, Akasha Meseches Nida. Some of you may recall when I gave Shir on the union of... we spoke about abortion. This is many years ago, maybe 15 years ago. Shavuos night, I gave an abortion. And definitely the Olam was surprised at my position. I felt that I wouldn't want a government to be involved in abortion. I wasn't impressed by an anti-abortion government stance. And the reason is very partial. I don't need the government paskening shilas. Abortion is a Yeridea shilas, or Evan Ezra shilas, is a choshe mishpish. It's not a shaila for the government. I mean, Christians clearly, la'avdil, have a different view than the chachamim do. And years ago, we had somebody from the legislator, the Speaker of the House, Silva. He spoke by one of our, we had a Yarche Kali, he was one of the featured speakers. So he said that he asked the shaila to Reb David through Reb Moshe, and Reb Moshe felt that way. Reb Moshe felt it shouldn't be a government. It's like saying we want the government to start instituting Hilchos Shabbos. I'm not interested in the government instituting Hilchos Shabbos. I want the government to stay out. And the Rabbonim will paskin Hilchos Shabbos. And abortion is the same thing. The Christians may say you're not allowed to do an abortion, right? The last trimester, you can't do an abortion even if the mother has a suffix sakana. And the Torah says not like that. The Torah says that the mother comes first. Not only that, you can have a woman that has a mental illness. That according to Allah, it's called pikuach nefashis. You're supposed to abort, and they'll say not. We're not interested in them joining us. It's not a good idea. So I brought down that Tosfos in Nida. Tosfos in Nida says, how you allow a machal Shabbos to save an Uber? He says, well, why could you save an Uber? Tosfos says, it's not a nefesh. Till it's born, it's not a nefesh. So Tosfos is an interesting text. Tosfos says, the reason why you machal Shabbos, there's two reasons why you machal Shabbos to save a life. One is v'chai b'hem, pikuach nefesh is doicha kol ha'tera kula. The other reason is, chaleil Shabbos achas, b'chtei she'yikayim Shabbos esharbe. So you allow a machal Shabbos to facilitate to many Shabboses. So therefore, you allow a machal Shabbos for the Vlad, because you're facilitating, the nafkamina would be, let's say you have a woman is pregnant with a Vlad that is not a Vlad Shol Kayoma. The kid has a Nebuch, the Uber has an acephaly. Yes, so there's no development of the brain at all. Those kind of babies generally don't even make it to term. If they make it to term, lo aleinu, they die within minutes. Dr. Resnick could tell us exactly, but I think most of them don't even make it to term. And I was approached years ago with a shaila about such a baby. So the shaila is, so such a baby, you can't say chalel. So according to that svora, you wouldn't be allowed a machal Shabbos to save such a vlad, because it itself is not a nefesh. And you're not facilitating Shabbos Asarba. So that's the vlad is. So absolutely going to your shaila, we're not going to wait for the vlad. The vlad, if the mother is, if you have a bal ta'achar to shech the korban, we don't care what the status of the animal is. That vlad that's in the animal is part of the mother. We shecht it. So that's the Tosfos Yom Tov's kasha. Now the Rambam uses an interesting lashon. Instead of just saying we don't bring it for carbon, the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph brings down our Gemara, our sugya, and he says last words in the halacha. You don't bring it for a carbon. That's the lashon of the Rambam. So you know what the Rambam means when he says that. We make a knas for lo yakrivan. You don't bring it as a carbon. Well, Rashi, it depends. In the sugya, in the beginning, he says it's midrabbanan mishum gezeira. Right? Coin say. That's you put it into a keeper, put it into a room, you let it die. I'm talking about kuf, not a kuf. Coin say knas. Strange lashon that the Rambam uses. Maybe it's actually a revealing lashon. Some feel that the Rambam sheet is not like Rashi, and he doesn't hold that you let the animal die. He holds that you let the animal graze, because he uses the term right? But really, I always, that's how the Lecha Mishnah, if you look at the Lecha Mishnah, he's medayek from the Rambam, lefikach koin semoisei. Says the Lecha Mishnah, afal gav, the Rashi, zal kosav b'masnitan, sha'aknasu shetomus kuloi, kivlat chatos, loy mashma midivra benu zal, okay. Says the Rambam is not mashma like Rashi. I think anything goes in the Rambam. Because the Rambam doesn't use the term rear either, like he does elsewhere. In fact, perhaps the Rambam's lashon more allows Rashi than the way the Lecha Mishnah is learning. Because ria is something that the Rambam normally would say. You matik it l'ria, you let it graze. Here the Rambam says you can't be makriv it. The conclusion would be, let it die. I mean, either way, you have to add words to the Rambam. Either way, you have to put another shtickle Torah in the Rambam. What do you do with this animal? So either you have to say the Rambam means it goes and it grazes, or you have to say the Rambam holds it dies, like Rashi. For some reason, the Lecha Mishnah is pushing the Rambam on Rabbeinu Gershon's pshat rather than Rashi's pshat. Not clear why he does that. I think the Rambam's lashon is equally unclear, and I think it could fit with either pshat, and I can argue even and say perhaps that matik luri is a new status. Koinsei lemisa is just an outcome of anything that you can't bring as a carbon. Stuck. Can't bring it for a carbon. Let it die. Matik luria is another obligation you have. You got to let it graze, then you got to redeem it, then you got to... The Rambam doesn't say that. So I don't see that's the hechrach, and the way we're going to come out lemaisa is not like the Lecha Mishnah, but this is what the Lecha Mishnah is doing. Now the Meiri in Meseches Idyas goes with the Rambam's approach as far as Baal Ta'achar. But really the Rambam and the Meiri are Yechidim in the Rishonim, even though it would seem that their pshat is the most logical. For some reason, Rashi, Rabbeinu Gershon, the Rav Bar Tanura, they all don't learn like them. The Meiri is found here in Meseches Idyas, and he says it very clearly, like the Rambam. He doesn't mention a word that we're worried about anything else. He says, on this Mishnah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Now that's the reason why I also felt that the Lecha Mishnah's pshat in the Rambam is not Mestavra. Because the Meiri has the Rambam Shita, and yet he says Yomus like Rashi. The Meiri says as follows, Shehoyi Reb Elezer Oimer, Shelo Yikrav, you're not Makrivit, Elo Yomus, which is like Rashi, you should let it die, Mechashash, Shemo Yashheno Bishvil Avlad, you may leave the Vlad, the Yigdal Mimenu Adorim, the Yavor Al Baal Ta'achar, and you'll be over Baal Ta'achar. That's what the Meiri says. So clearly, the Meiri learns like the Rambam, and he still says Shema Yomus. It should be put to death. So like I said, the Rambam could go either way, the Lashon Rambam, but the Meiri goes with the Rambam, and still he says Misa. So I would actually put those two together. We'll see what the svara would be. Huh? It's not Baal Ta'achar. To bring a vlad of a shlomim is not Baal Ta'achar. Shemo Yigdal Ador is Baal Ta'achar. That's what the word Shemo Yigdal Ador means. The Gemara doesn't say... The Gemara doesn't say Gizav Avoida either. The Gemara just says, Shem lo yigdal adorim. Period. The Gemara doesn't say, what's wrong with that? So there's a machlokes rishonim, what's wrong with Shem lo yigdal adorim? Some rishonim heard Shem lo yigdal adorim is come to do Gizav Avoida, and some rishonim learn Shem lo yigdal adorim is you'll be boiv about acha. Of course you need the Gemara to say it. Without the Gzera, why would we say you're going to be over about Tacha? You'll bring the child right away.
So what's the problem with bringing the child?
Because Shem Yigdal Adorim Adorim. Because if we allow you to bring the child, bring the grandchild, you'll delay it. That's the whole point. Either way, we needed a Gzera. That's not even a Shaila. We needed a Gzera. In fact, the Lashon Gemara goes better with the Rambam and the Meiri. Because the Gemara doesn't tell us anything more than the chashash is that you'll delay. So what's the problem? So according to the other Rishonim, you have to say, well, you'll delay, and then maybe you'll be moil. According to the Rambam and the Meiri, the Gemara said everything we needed. Maybe you'll delay. That alone is the problem. So if anything, the Lashon Gemara accommodates the Rambam and the Meiri better. Either way, the Gemara doesn't say what the problem is. But according to the other Rishonim, the Gemara left out the whole step. The Gemara left out, you'll delay it, and then maybe something else will happen. With delay. That's what I'm saying. So if anything, the Gemara is better. The Lashon of the Gemara is better according to the Rambam and the Meiri. Either way, the Gemara didn't, you understand what I'm saying? Either way, the Gemara didn't tell us exactly what the delay problem is. But according to the Rambam and the Meiri, Faker, the Gemara didn't have to say. Delay, that's the problem, delay. I, Bal Tach, why didn't the Gemara throw out Bal Tach? We all know that, it's elementary. We all know that. We don't have to say it. According to the other Rishonim, the Gemara left out a critical piece. The Gemara left out, and therefore, if you'll delay, you may come to do something you're not allowed to do with it. Me'ilah, Gizav Avoid, you may come to do something. Okay. Not knocking nothing out. We're saying whenever you have a shlomim, there's a mitzvah to bring a shlomim. The chacham not going to say don't do the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to bring a korban shlomim. Now you have a child of a shlomim. The child of the shlomim is already not the ikur mitzvah of the shlomim that you made a neder. When you make a neder arelai shlomim, you have to bring a shlomim. You never made a neder on the vlad to bring the vlad as a shlomim. So you don't have to bring the vlad as a shlomim. It wasn't. Tacha, by the way, that you're going to be over, is not on the vlad. It's on the mother. You don't have a problem. The fact that you delayed the vlad, I never made a neder I'm going to bring the vlad. The vlad was just something that... So the chachamim said, you know what? Don't be makrif vlad. Because if you're going to be makrif vlad, the ikr mitzvah of shlomim is going to be desecrated. How is the ikr mitzvah of shlomim going to be desecrated? Number one, possibly because of gizav avoda, mila. Number two, Bal Tacha. So our question is, Bal Tacha is obvious. It's not a question, it's Tos Yontif's Kash. Bal Tacha is an obvious reason. What do you have to come to any other reason? In fact, it's impossible to have reason B without having reason A. You're delaying, that's Bal Tacha.
This vlad was in the mother with the neder, correct?
No. The normal case of vlad shlomim is your makdish mother. And then, later, the mother gets impregnated. So you want makdish to vlad? That's a separate thing. That we go into the other shayla we had. When you makdish pregnant bama, we had a machloikis. One opinion says then you're really being makdish both independently. That's different. Remember we had that machloikis earlier. Okay, let's just finish off the Gemara, then we'll get back to this. So our main problem with this Gemara is why do most of the Rishonim sway away from the Rambam's approach? And the Meiri's approach, which just seems to be the most logical approach, that there's a Bal Tacha problem here. Finished. End of story. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Shimon Loinechluku Yiboilu Heichetoni Loinechluku. What does he mean? Now again, he doesn't have the Girsa Shelo Yikrivu Ela Yikrivu. Oiduma Loinechluku Sheyikrivu Ela Lo Yikrivu. When he says everybody agrees Lagabi the grandchild, he doesn't say what he means. Does he mean that Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim both agree that you could bring it, the grandchild? Or does he mean that they both agree you cannot bring it? Now here's a very strange machloikis. Omer Rabba, mistavra loy nech lekusha lo yikrivu, elo yikrivu. It's logical that Rebbe Lezer would agree to the Chachamim that the grandchild of the carbon you could bring. Why? My timer. Ad kamli pligi Rebbe Lezer alei de Rabbanan. When is there a dispute on the Rabbanan? Elo bivlat. Avul vlad vlad. Akroi ba'alma. That's a very distant thing. That you're going to delay it so much that you're going to have a child and then the child will have a child. That's a chshat. It's like mokam lo, milsa de lo shchicha b'azabu Rabbanan. That's not the issue. The issue is that you're going to delay it so long that you're going to delay, that you're going to have already the Vlad. Will have a Mistama, by the time you have a Vlad, you'll be Makar of the Vlad. You're not going to then delay the Vlad. It would mean that you have to delay, you have to do an extensive delay twice. It's not Mistama, you're going to do an extensive delay twice. You're right, it's not the extent of the delay as much as you're going to delay and then delay again. We're not chayish that there's going to be so much delay. So many delays. Says the Gemara. Now this is so it's mamish machloikis min akotzal akotz. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Loy nechluku sheyikrav elo yikrav. He says no. I hold that even the Chachamim agree that you don't bring it. Why? My time. Ad kan loy pligi rabban loy derbel ezra elo bevlad. Only on the Vlad. Avul Vlad Vlad. But the grandchild, you see the guy's delaying. Obviously, this guy has a serious delay issue. He's a delayer. He's a procrastinator. Mitoich maaseh nikeres machshavoseh delagadol kaboy. He must be somebody that's trying to make herds of shlomim. He's our guy. He's the guy that we're worried about. So basically, it's mamish min akotza lakotza. One opinion is saying it's logical. This is all a question of logic. Because we don't know what the Mishnah doesn't tell us. What's the grandchild status? It just says over there, everybody agrees. So one opinion here in the Gemara says it's logical that on the grandchild we didn't make a gzera because it's highly unlikely, the whole situation, that somebody should delay and then delay. It's not logical. Fine. The other opinion says fakert. The fact that the guy delayed and delayed means he's our candidate. He's our delayer. He's the guy that we're worried about. So whatever gezerah we have, we met our match. He's the guy that we're worried about. It's modna that there should be min akotza lakotza. There's such a machlokes. That's why I always felt when I learned the sugya that it must be that there's a difference in the understanding of the gezerah between these two opinions. And that's why one opinion looks at it from one way and the other opinion looks at it from the other way. There's a difference in the understanding of what the gezerah was of Shema Yigdal Adoram Adoram. Baal Ta'achar is on the Makdish. The one who was Makdish, the mother.
Right, Baal Ta'achar. But what is he Makuyim Baal Ta'achar on? Which animal? The simple
pshat is on the mother.
So
because if he's delaying it, we're afraid of a guy who's... We're afraid of a guy who's a delayer. The first opinion says, okay, I mean, you're afraid of such a delayer. The guy's going to delay and then delay again. Not Mistavra. The guy's going to delay so much. Chachomim didn't make a gzera for such a case. The other mandama says, no, this guy is the guy. Look, you see what he's doing? He's purposely trying to breed. He's breeding shlomims. If this guy already got a child of shlomim, grant, there's that much we say, oh, it just happened. This guy is a breeder. If he's a breeder, he's the one that we're worried about. Again, forget the Baal Ta'achar for a minute. We're making a gezerah for Baal Ta'achar. But before we get to that, we're trying to dissuade Baal Ta'achar. Or we're trying to dissuade Me'ila. Okay? How are we dissuading it? We're trying to get the one who we're worried about, the Gavra, right? Because we're not talking to animals. Chazal aren't having shmuzin with the cow. They're talking to the Baal HaKal. And they're trying to get him not to do an Isurim. either not to do Baal Tacha, according to the Rambam and the Meiri, or not to do Me'ila. And they're worried that this guy is just sitting out there letting animals sit around because he has an agenda. His agenda is to breed Shlomim. So Lemaisa, if you go to a guy and he has a Mazel Tov Karada, he had a Shlomim, okay. He's not a breeder, right? But if you go to a guy and he has a grand already, he has one Shlomim, then that one has a Shlomim, he smells like a breeder. One second. He smells like a breeder. So therefore, if he's the guy that we're trying to hook, we're trying to stop him from starting the process. We're not trying to hop him now. We're trying to hop him when he's still holding by the finger. We're not coming in now by the anicle and going, okay, we got a problem here with the anicle. The anicle's a tzatzkala. We have no problem with the anicle. We want to stop it at the bubba stage. So we want to know, who are we looking at? We're trying to get a guy to go, you know something? The breeding is not worth it. Because I can't bring it at the end anyway. Why would I breed shlomims if I'm not going to be able to bring a shlomim anyway? Why should I do? That's l'chayr what we're trying to accomplish. What are we trying to accomplish here? We're trying to get a guy who potentially will become a breeder, and he's going to say, it's not kedai for me to breed. We're not worried about bringing a Vlad Shlomim. We have no problem with Vlad Shlomim. We have no problem at all. We love a Vlad Shlomim. Just like we love the mother, we love the Vlad. Okay? So Chazal were an anti-family growth in Kotshim. They were against a person, a Gavra, who has an agenda. His agenda is he's going to delay. They want to stop him before he starts the process. When he's walking around in his barn, he should already say, you know what, any shlomim I have, I better just bring for a carbon, because I don't benefit. I don't benefit by delaying, because I'm going to breed shlomims that are no good. I can't do anything with them. So now, if we have a guy, if we're trying to get the breeder, that's the guy we're looking for, he's the guy that most likely would have grandchildren of shlomims in his corral, if we don't stop him before. If we don't stop him early on, he's the guy that's going to have the grandchildren. So we're not going to say, well, you know, grandchild, we're not worried about. If we're looking for a breeder, we're trying to hook our breeder. So the guy who has the grandchildren of Shlomim, he smells like a breeder. More so than a guy who just has one Vlad of Shlomim. It's such poshut as fuck. It's olive base. That's all. Baal ta'achar. For the breeder.
No. If the only
Baal Ta'achar
is on the mother, it makes no difference with the father.
Zebzi's kite. No, it's not. You're focusing too much on the vloggers. Forget about the vloggers. We're trying to hook the guy. We're trying to hook the guy. We're trying to dissuade him before he breeds. We're trying to get him not to breed. Why? Because then he's gonna delay his shlomim. We want him to take his cow that he was makdish and quickly bring the animal to the base and make the shvat carbon. Okay? We don't want to encourage delay. Okay? How do we discourage delay? By telling him there's no benefit to delay. What would be the benefit to delay? He can create herds of shlomims. And if he could create herds of shlomims, he's not going to bring his cow for a shlomim until she's such an alta baba that she will not have another vlad. Okay?
So that's Baal
Ta'achar. Baal Ta'achar, that's Gizba Avoida. It's everything the same. Of course he can have herds of vladas. We made a gzera on the vlad. The shaila is there any reason not to make a gzera on the vlad if we're trying to dissuade the breeder? And the answer is absolutely not. Because if the guy's a breeder, we want to dissuade him in any way we can, and grandchildren are just another form of breeding. That's all. It's very pashut. The Gemara is very, very pashut. The Gemara works no matter how which approach you take. You have to understand pshat in the other mandamer. One mandamer seems to be looking at it as a unlikely scenario, but the other mandamer is saying something very mistavra. We're worried about that guy. He's the guy that we're worried about. So why would we make the gzera less on the guy that we're most likely worried about? That's the other opinion. So we see here, for some reason, one mandamer is focusing on the animal, and the other mandamer is focusing on the owner, on the Baal HaKorban, when l'chayre they should both be focusing on the Baal HaKorban. They should both be. One mandamer is focusing on the korban, and one mandamer is focusing on the Baal HaKorban. The one who says it's lo shchiach, he's going on the korban itself. It's unlikely we're going to have grandchildren of Shlomim. That would be a super procrastinator. The other mandamer says, so what? That's who I'm worried about, a procrastinator. And so he's the guy. He is definitely a procrastinator. He's most likely the procrastinator. The guy that has an anikul of a shlomim in his cattle. He's zichah. Okay, says the Gemara. We're trying to get to it. Says the Gemara. Avu vlad vlad mitoich ma'isov nikeres machshavosa. Fakir, you see, the legadul kaboyla. He wants to bring it up. Tony Rav Chiya l'siula Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Chiya brought a raya to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the first. What's his proof? It says him kesev u'makrev vlad rishon korev vlad sheni ainu korev. Who korev ain vlad kolakotchim korev? Vlad demai. What kind of vlad are we talking about? Idoy lavasham schormein vlad bnei vlad hein. Either chatos, if it's a chatos we had before, hilchos the gemiri dilamisa azla, calls to misa. Or maravina lasuye vlad museres. Maybe it's a vlad of meiser, the Gemara says, that's also not misa. Vlad of meiser, slumbly crow, we learn out from Bechor, whatever applies to Bechor applies to meiser. Bechor can't have a vlad because a Bechor is only a zocher. Avora, avora, mibchor, it says the word avora by meiser, it says the word avora by Bechor, so therefore we learn one from the other. So you don't need to tell me, Vlad. The Gemara says, no. Bechor, it's not Shaya. So the Gemara says, Itzrich. Salkadai techamine ain't done in Efshem ishi Efshem. Although we learn Bechor and Meiser from each other, but it's only in things that are possible. But a Vlad is not possible by a Bechor, so we don't learn Meiser from Bechor. So therefore, Kamashmala. But Al Kuponim, the Gemara's proof would have been, was, that we see here that even if you're not worried about the Vlad, but the Vlad you are worried about. So you see like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and actually this is how the Rambam Paskin. The Rambam Paskin is like the Chachomim. Vlad Shlomim, Korev Shlomim. It's not how the Rambam Paskin. But the Vlad, the grandchild, is Taka Loi Korev Shlomim. Because of this Gezerah. That's how the Rambam Taka Paskin. So, we'll go more, and Mr. Shem, we'll try to get clarity on this as well. Let's just finish off here. This Rev Shimon Rev Papayas, Lerova Domar Kotchim, Kivan Shavalem, Regal Achad, Kol Yoim, Oiver Aleim, Bival Ta'achar. Some have the gears to hear, you're over in the Asay of Evesim Shama, because of the problem of Oiver Ba'asay. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Bechol Yoim Vayoim, Oiver Ba'asay, Rashi says. Because the Lav is not until after three Regolim. Rashi says, Ubosa Shama Evesim Shama. Says the Gemara, may Atzeres boy Michli, they should have shechted it already on Shavuot. Omar Azud Mishmeid Erova, Kigon Shoya Choyle Batzeres. It was sick on Shavuot. It was sick on Shavuot, so at that point, it wasn't Roy to bring as a carbon. First of all, we see from the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Engel's Medayach, that when an animal is sick, even though we equate it to a Balmum, you can't bring it for a carbon, it's not Dichui. Dichui, once the animal gets pushed off, you see a sick animal is not called dichui. That's what he says. Okay. Rav Ashi says, my chag diktoni chag shavuos. Simple answer. Chag means shavuos. The Gemara says, why did the other opinion say that? V'idok kolecha diktoni pesach toni atzeres. Yochi maya seduse. So Larry, this was your question. So what did Rav Papayas add? La fuke emid Rav Elezer dom av lav shlomim lo yikrav shlomim komasadu dekarav. We thought he was coming to add this piece. That, you know, we waited until Sukkot. The Gemara is saying, no, he's just coming to say that you bring it as a shlom. Okay. Now let's get back to try to have a better havana in this idea. The Briskerov, the Griz, in our sugya, has an interesting shaila. His shaila is, when the Chazal came here and said that you can't bring the Vlad or the Vlad for a carbon, is that an intrinsic halacha that they put into the carbon, meaning it's like a psul? They made the psul. They said this carbon is psul. It's psul. And therefore, you can't be brought, it's like a psul akrova. Or is it nothing more than a halacha, like a gzera that they made on you, and you shouldn't bring it, but they didn't intrinsically possul the carbon? And he discusses possible nafkaminis if you learn that it's intrinsic. Well, you learn it just a din. Now again, if we look at the Lashon HaRambam, I think the Rambam is very clear. The Rambam that I asked you all to learn, the Rambam is clear, l'chayra, that it's not intrinsic. Because the Rambam says, l'fikach koinsim oisai v'lo yakrivam. We make a knas, koinsim oisai. The Rambam doesn't talk about the Vlad. The Rambam says, koinsim oisai, we make a knas on the owner, for lo yakrivon, and he should not bring it. If you look at the Rambam, whenever the Rambam talks about a balmum, it says the animal is pasul. The Rambam doesn't use that terminology here. He says we make a knas on the owner, and the owner does not bring it. It's all talking about the balakorb, not the carbon itself. I think that here lies the ikar shaila that we have to analyze to understand our sugya. And that is, what was the Gzeres Chazal here? What did Chazal try to accomplish? Were Chazal trying to accomplish at the end of the day that the carbon is possible? Is that what they were trying to do? Make a psul hakrava? An intrinsic psul hakrava? Is that what they were trying to accomplish? Or were they trying to accomplish nothing? The day was, we're giving you a knas, we're giving you a knas because you did something or you into something you shouldn't do. Those are the two different ways to look at what the Chazal were trying to accomplish. Clearly, the Rambam is saying that Chazal at the end of the day were not accomplishing anything more than giving you a the whole concept of koinsim oisai means a patch. That's what the word koinsim means. It's a patch. It's a knas. It's a knas on you. We're giving you a patch. You do something that we are discouraging. We don't want you to leave shlomims around. And therefore, if you do so, we're going to give you a patch. And again, that's obviously what strengthens the idea that a guy who's having an anical shlomim, he's even more likely should get a patch from us. The guy who has just a shlomim itself, why should we give him a patch? Maybe maybe that's not his intent. The Rambam uses the Rambam Lushitor is very logical. Because the Rambam is saying that the Koinsimaisai is that it's only the grandchild. So we're only doing it in a case where we feel this guy, Machshavosai Nikeres Mitoich Maasov, like the Gemara says, this guy has proven himself what his intent is. He's the guy we want to give a patch to. He's a candidate. He's the guy we're looking for. That's the Rambam flows with the way he paskins. Because the Rambam holds a Vlad Shlomim is Korav Shlomim. The Rambam holds Davka Vlad is not Korav Shlomim. And the logical reason for that is the Gemara. Because then we see what your intent was. So I want to tell you a simple thought. We're telling him like this. Every time we give a knas, right, it's a way to discourage somebody. When a father gives a kid a patch, his point is not to give the kid a patch, or today we don't patch, whatever we do, right? Discipline, right? The point is not that thing that you're disciplining. The point is, it's now for the future because a child knows that the result will be that I don't want to get involved. So if you know the result is, you're going to have a grandchild of shlomim, you're going to get a patch, you're not going to be able to bring it, you'll be careful not to get to that point. That's the idea. No. Nobody could bring it. Nobody could bring it. No, no, no. We knas him that it can't be, that it can't be brought. But it's not only him. He can't sell it to somebody else to be brought. Absolutely not. What? What? No, it's a problem with him. But the problem, because of his problem, so we are making a, we're saying that the animal can't be brought for a carbon because of him. Because of him. It's like, if you leave chometz in your reshus over Pesach, there's a knas, because you are over by your matzah, the chometz can't be eaten. Not by you, and not by anybody. Because if we're not, clearly we don't have a problem with chometz, we have a problem with you. But we discourage you from chometz in your domain, so we tell you, you can't have anor. Nobody can have anor from your chometz. Bosh. Anyway, I'll go upon him. So I think that the pshat here is very simple. We have, this is a general thing in throughout Shas, it's really too broad of a topic to chop on regal achas, but I'll try just to chop it a little bit, at least the top of it, is that we find in Chazal, we find a stira. Sometimes we find that an Issur d'Rabbanan has the ability to affect the actual Heftza. And sometimes the Issur d'Rabbanan remains on the abstract. L'moshel. Tosfos says that if you make a sukkah that's less than Zion al Zion, so the sukkah according to Beis Hillel, it's posel according to Beis, it's posel mid'Rabbanan. Right? The sukkah is posel mid'Rabbanan. Mid'Oraisa, the sukkah only has to be Zion al Zion. Vav al Vav. The Chachamim say there has to be Zion al Zion. Now, the conclusion is that the sukkah is possible. Tosfos says on Dav Gimel and Sukkah, Dav Gimel and Aleph, that a sukkah that's made too small, it's possible. Possible. So, the Dvar Avraham, the Kovner Rav asks, there are many contradictions with this, where you find something is possible with Rabbanan, it's not possible with the rice. And on the other hand, we find cases where the Rabbanan it becomes possible with the rice. So what's the guideline? On Dav Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos says that if you make a sukkah and you make the schach too strong, that doesn't allow rain in, Tosfos says then it's possible mid raisa. It's kosher mid raisa. Tosfos says a kasha. Why is rain a klal on sukkahs? If mid raisa you can make a strong roof, that doesn't allow rain in, so make a strong roof and rain won't come in. And Tosfos says just because it's possible mid rabbanan, that wouldn't make a siman klal. Siman klala means you can't be yotze the mitzvah. That's Tosfos on. So the Dvar Avraham says it's a steer. On Dav Gimel, Tosfos says you make a sukkah that's less than 7x7, which is only possible mid rabbanan. Now it's possible mid raisa. And Dav Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos says that if you have a sukkah that's only possible mid rabbanan, it's kosher mid raisa. How do these two things fit? Many answers are given. I'm just going to tell you a mahalach I had when we learned the sugya. Was I applied it to another machlokes. The Arishonim in Maseches Sukkah, in Brachos, that hold that if you read Krishna after Chatzos, if you're Shalmi like that, you're not even Yoytze Midaraisa. The Rabbanan came and said, even though Midaraisa you could read the whole night, can't read after Chatzos. Rabbeinu Yonah brings down that if you read after Chatzos, you're not Yoytze even Midaraisa. So again, you see that the Rabbanan all of a sudden triggers the Midaraisa. So what's going on? And then you find psulei shchita, which are only the Rabbanan. Like, where do we make them? So the mahalach I gave was simple. The Rabbanan, when they make something puzzle, they have to hinge it on a pre-existing deraisa. So for instance, the Torah gave a sheer sukkah. The Torah said a sukkah has to be 6x6. If you make a sukkah 5x5, it's puzzle with deraisa. The Torah says it must be 6x6. The Chachamim come and say, you know what? 6x6 is not good enough. It's got to be 7x7. So Rabbanan now came and extended this concept of sheer sukkah, which exists mid-Oraisa. Mid-Oraisa is something called a sheer sukkah. So the Rabbanan came now and made it, they elaborate. They said, you know what? We're stretching it. Then they created din psul. Now it's possible. Why? Because they took the pre-existing concept. There has to be a concept. There has to be a relativity to the words of the Chachamim in order for them to extend the psul. Krishna. The Torah gave us man. If you read Krishna after Netzach Hama, you're not Yotze. You read Krishna of Mairiv after Netzach Hama, you're not Yotze. The Chachamim came because of Gzeira, and they brought it early. They brought the Zman early. But the Zman exists. The concept of Zman Kriyashma exists. The Chachamim then were able to extend the Rabbona, the Daraisa, and say, you know what? If you don't do it our way, you're also not Yotze. Because the Torah also recognizes that there's something called the Zman Kriyashma. So that's black and white. That, by me, is not even a shaila. Clearly, the Chachamim have a koyach. Once a psul exists midaraisa, the Chachamim have a koyach now to extend that psul. That's for sure. Now the shaila is, how much more do they have? Can they also do it where the Torah doesn't actually passel it? But the Torah says there's a concept called chilul kodshim. What is chilul? If you're moil in hektish, it becomes chul. There's a concept called chilul kodshim. So that means that if you're moil in kodshe berek abayas, it turns chulun. So there's a concept midaraisa that you could take something that's kodesh and turn it into chol through an act of meila. So if the rabbanon at the end of the day want to take this korban and make it posel, they have to intertwine it with something that at least conceptually removes its kodshim. That's the reason why we're showing them straight away from the Rambam and the Meiri. Because the Rambam and Meiri's reason of Baal Ta'achar has nothing even really intrinsically to do with Kutchim. It's a din and neder. If I make a neder to give tzedakah, I have Baal Ta'achar. Right? So Baal Ta'achar is a din in all Nedorim. And therefore, the other Rishonim felt that since at the end of the day, we want to create a psul carbon, it must have its teeth in something that's related to chilul kodshim. And that's why they brought in the inyan of me'ila. Even so, it's a chiddush. Because you weren't moil yet. You potentially could be moil. The Chachamim could say, well, something which is oymeid, it's oymeid for me'ila. We look at it like there's already a me'ila. We look at it like there's already a chilul. But the point is that they needed something to do with chilul in order to make the carbon possible. The Rambam, on the other hand, wasn't trying to accomplish a psul in the carbon. He's trying to accomplish to give you a frask. Here's a patch. For a patch, we don't need a kotchim dika halacha. Any lav is good enough. And that's why the lav of Baal Ta'achar also qualifies. So the Rambam and the Meiri, they weren't saying there's anything wrong with the heftz of the carbon, like the brisker of. There's nothing wrong with the actual carbon. The problem, all we're trying to do is tell you, we don't want you to bring it because we're worried. Okay. Baal Ta'achar is the most logical reason. What do we have to climb the walls for? Mashenkin, if we want to create a din in kutchim, then it has to be a kutchim dika problem. Inherently, intrinsically. And that's why the Rabbeinu Geshen went into Shem Yoichal. That would passel the carbon. There'll be chilul. There'll be some element of chilul to the carbon. Now, another tremendous nafkamina. Okay, you know what? We'll make the end next week, but you get the basic idea where we're heading. Kol tov.